Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 115 of the K&S show. Yep, different name, same air horn.
Same shit, different day, y'all.
We went through this whole trouble of not of taking out the S word, and the first thing you say is...
I mean, that's very on brand for me, Jay. I know, y'all, we talked about last week how we're trying to go a little bit corporate on the outside, but we are your same old K&S show hosts.
Foul-mouthed hosts, etc.
Take a girl out of Jersey, am I right?
Boy, you're back on the East Coast. You know, Knicks basketball season start. Were you at the Knicks watch party last night?
So I've been getting over a stomach bug. I actually had invites to watch parties. Loved the collab that our man Anthony Donahue did with Wilson. So bummed that I didn't get to pull up, but I will definitely be copping a basketball to show support. Love my guy. The event looked like it was popping. And then I know our girl Erin was at the 40-40 club last night as well, but had another viewing party. Mm-hmm. So lots going on. I mean, it is Knicks basketball season, which you know I am all for. By the time this episode comes out, the home opener for the New York Knicks will have already aired, hopefully with a W, hopefully. But you know your girl will be there.
Yes, you will be there doing your thing. You were also in Dallas this past weekend for SneakerCon. Did you connect with our girl Channing Beamer down in Dallas?
There's a lot of connections that were made. I have to say, like, I felt like I've known Channing forever. And Dallas was not short of a whole vibe. Love Channing. Mm-hmm. We had a little girls' night on Friday after I got into town. She showed me a little bit around town as well while we were there. And then she came and hung out with us at SneakerCon both Saturday and Sunday. I mean, SneakerCon Dallas, you know, I've been to a bunch of these at this point. I love SneakerCon. It's fun to be out in the community to see what's going on. I think my favorite part about SneakerCon, even beyond the sneakers, is two things: connecting with our friends and people that I've known on Instagram or through social media, IRL, love a good IRL meetup and moment. Mm-hmm. And the other part is, you know, there's always some great fits. I think, you know, we were with some really cool people over the weekend, and the fits were the talk of the town. I mean, everything from like the Sneaker Con Ric Flair collab, you know, Ric Flair and Soulja Boy were on the scene. That's two names that I never thought would be in the same sentence, but it was a movie. Just a great vibe. I mean, and it's funny because you almost do like that double take when you meet people for the first time that you're like, I know you, I'm thinking of your social media handle, but like, I want to put in your real name. You know, I mean, that's why I keep it 100 and it's Gabby Rosenthal on all social platforms. But I do think that, you know, these events, like, they're becoming more and more of a thing, right? There's competitive events that are, you know, coming up, like Soul Fresh, I think, is the new one that's kind of emerging on the scene. But I love that there's such a demand and appetite for people to meet, to have sneaker meetups, to share a common interest. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. And shout out to our girl Channing Beamer and CNK Daily. Make sure you guys are over there checking them out and all the dope work they're doing.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
You know, you mentioned, obviously, we talked about the Knicks watch party. You weren't able to go, but you'll be there for the home opener. So the NBA season has tipped off. Everybody, you know, is excited. We got basketball. You know, we're starting to see some kicks, some fits in the tunnel. Draymond Green in that lime green suit he wore the other day. I was like, oh, man, what are you even doing?
I mean, he's making a statement to combat the statement. Am I right? I'm here for that energy, though. It was the ring ceremony for them. So
it was their ring ceremony. A lot of bling being shown there. Yeah. Kudos to the Golden State Warriors on their fourth championship in this era. Fifth overall as a franchise. So, yeah, you know, it's all good out here in these streets. I think, you know, something that is interesting that we could talk about, Gabby, as it relates to sneakers, but also just sort of larger culture. You know, Kanye West has been in the news a lot lately for all the wrong reasons. Heavy racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric. And we were talking off air about, you know, and you said, you know, Jay, I feel some kind of way about getting any kind of Kanye Gap collaboration Yeezys. We know that the 350 version 2 salt will be out this weekend. I'm like, ooh, those look kind of good. And, you know, do you feel like if you purchase something of Kanye's, whether it be Gap hoodie, a sneaker, whatever, or if you listen to his music, do you feel like you are supporting a racist and anti-Semite? Is that something where you're like, nah, I can't do it?
I think it can be hard to separate the art from the person, right? And I think, you know, there's always this debate of can you appreciate and enjoy an artist while maybe not supporting all of their ideals and things that are coming out of their mouth, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a really tough balance. I know offline before we started recording, I was like, I can still rock with Space Jam, but I can't listen to R. Kelly. And I think, you know, everyone has their own personal boundaries around what that is. I mean, I know for me, it makes me feel some kind of way, right? Like, I'm like, ooh, the colors are fire. I just can't do it right now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, listen, I think people all go through stuff, but we also at a certain point have to take an accountability for the things that we're saying and the ramifications. Like, shock value alone is not a reason, in my opinion, to say certain things that are offensive to groups, people, demographics, all of the above, right? So I love a Yeezy 700. That is like one of my OG favorite pairs of shoes. I mean, not OG since 2017, but like in more recent years, one of those like original launches. It's a cool silhouette. Am I rocking it right now? It's sitting on ice for a little bit, but
so, you know, I think it's interesting, Gabby. As you mentioned, everybody sort of has their own line and their own sort of boundary marker they make. I'm not here to tell anyone where to set theirs. I do think it is interesting, however, that it really just depends on how invested you are in the person. And that's going to dictate where your line and where your boundary is, right? As it relates to Kanye West, I've said this on this show and a million other platforms. I have long touted his musical genius ability. You know how I feel about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and all of these things. What I will say for myself right now is I can no longer go out onto my platforms and champion him in that way, right? Because to me, it's like, all right, like the music can still be great. Like I still like Yeezys, but I can't go out here and cape for you and talk about all of these wonderful virtues that you have when there's all these negative things going on around you, right? So for me, that's where the line draws, right? Where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be out here anymore telling everybody you're nuts if you don't understand, you know, how great Dark Fantasy is. Like, whatever. All that stuff is gone and out the window. Now, if I'm, you know, doing my, you know, you guys know I'm a runner. I run 5 days a week. If I'm on one of my runs and a Kanye song comes on, I'm probably not going to hit skip, right? I'm probably going to continue on with what I'm doing, right? Or if I'm somewhere and a Kanye song comes on, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm walking out of this place right now, right? It's sort of like, and the reason I say that is because, again, that's my line. And again, this what I'm going to say next is not about how anybody should think about it, but if you do a cursory search of any of your favorites, you're going to find problematic things about them.
Okay? Absolutely.
That's just the reality oftentimes of uber famous, uber rich people. Okay. You're going to dig and you're like, ooh, you're not going to like what you find. Right. And again, it's on you whether you choose to disassociate yourself with that person from there on in. That's on you. Right. That's you and your values and whatever. As I said, for me, again, I won't be out here trumpeting any of the greatness of Kanye. But like I said, if I'm running or whatever and a song comes on, not skipping it, right? It's just like, whatever. Because to me, that's a personal sort of like, listen, right? I'm not out here spewing it, right? Or saying, oh my God, this, that, and the third. And again, I want to be very clear. I condone and abhor all of the things he says as it relates to his racist rhetoric and his anti-Semitic rhetoric. I do think that this is clearly an individual that needs help, but is also uninterested in receiving that help, right? Mm-hmm. There's a point where you can tell whether, you know, you're an alcoholic, drug addict, whatever, right? Where you say, look, this is a sickness this person has and it's a disease and I am all for that. But at some point, right, there has to be a realization that I am sick and I need help, right? Once that acknowledgement is made, there are not a shortage of people who are unwilling to help people in those scenarios, right? But you've got to make that step first. He's clearly, to this point, been unwilling to do that. So again, you're showing you don't really care. So again, on my end, I'm not going to be out here, you know, championing and pushing, yay, Kanye's the greatest.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you said that about just the problems that people have and the addictions, right? That's exactly where my mind went first, is the first step to recovery is admitting that you have a problem. So if someone's not seeing the issue in their actions or their words or the combination of the two, you know, I get it. You know, we can push boundaries in terms of art and culture and music.
That's different than this stuff that he's doing.
100%. And that's what I want to be really clear about. And I think, like I said, I know Kanye loves the shock value. That is part of the brand that he's built, is coming in, being this like big, confident ego, this personality, like, I made Kim Kardashian. I did this. I did that.
Right.
But
that's a far cry from literally, yes, you know, I'm going nuclear on Jews, right? It's like,
100%. And ego is one thing. That is a completely different thing. Where it's no longer, we can like, I actually think that it's almost gaslighting the situation if we're just calling it shock value. That's 100%. No longer shock value. No. I think somebody who is a creative that it goes out there, everything is purposeful. And that to me is where the biggest problem is.
Without question, I'm agree with you 100%. It is, right? There's a difference between, as you said, Kanye doing those things for, right, showing up like he does in literally like hazmat suits when he goes out, right?
Or a mask. Versus, like, I'm going to stay in a stadium for five days as my creative process.
Exactly.
Sure, shock value, you do. God.
Do you, right. But all, again, the hate speech, you know, that isn't shock value. That isn't any of that. So, you know, and again, I think it's interesting, right? Like, as everybody's out here and we all, again, it's your own choice and your own position of where you are on that. But it is fascinating to see where everyone has their moment, where they draw their lines, right? And again, a cursory research of all of your favorites. You're going to find something you don't like, right? That's often the nature of it. And again, this is not saying that when you find something, get out of there and do whatever. Nope, that's not it at all. It's just a matter of fact and reality. And that's also, Gabby, a lot of it is related to sort of society and how we position these people, right? As consumers, as media people, as fans, right? The collective environment deifies these people, right? And when you have, you know, that deity-like status in your mind, right? it definitely does something to you, right? Like, you can even move away from Kanye. You think about Harvey Weinstein and these people who literally are unable to do what they've been. It isn't like one day that they did it and no one knew. This shit has been going on and people have been like, well, whatever. It just, that's just them. And that's like, the whole thing.
I can get away with it. And no one is calling me out on it, or I have the power or the money or the resources or the fame to either bury the story, hide it. No one wants to come against me. And, and that to me is the biggest problem, to your point, Jay, and all of this is that that's like a different kind of ego. Where humility is lost. You're like, oh, I like, let me step over the line a little bit. Oh, no one said anything. Let me keep going. Great. No one still said anything. I just am picturing like a cartoon, literally like walking forward. And then all of a sudden the line and where you started from is no longer even within sight.
It is. I mean, human behavior is pretty easy to understand. Most people do what they are allowed to get away with, right? I mean, that's just sort of right. Like, and the further that line gets pulled out in front of the, gets pushed back. Okay, cool. No, I can do this. And you're not saying it. Oh, I can go 10 steps further, 20. The further it keeps going and nothing happens. And not only nothing happens, they are celebrated even more or validated or whatever. It's like teaching a child, like every time they cry and they get something, well, they know, well, this works. I'm just going to turn the waterworks on and I get what I want, right? It's the same psychological idea. So, you know, I think it's fascinating. You know, again, everyone choose your own position and where you're at on that. But for me, that's where I'm at. Clearly, Gabby, you made your point. And yeah, and I think, you know, it will be interesting to see where his big brand partners go from here, right? What happens musically? We already know about Adidas stepping away, right? What else happens going forward? And if he really leans all the way in to this right wing, you know, situation, which by the way, you know, anybody could see that, you know, Candace Owens played the long con on him, right? Basically got him to buy her husband's failing social media platform, right? Wild, right? So we'll see how deep down the rabbit hole he goes. Pretty far down as it is right now.
Well, and that's where I think it's interesting too with the drops that are coming out, right? Like, is it everything must go because this is just going to keep getting worse, and then we've already invested all this money in this inventory, or is it kind of like tone deaf? Though we're just clothing, so let's launch a new line of all the color hoodies that everyone that bought the first time, and I'm in no place to comment and say what that is. I have no idea where the brands are at, so I'm not going to even try to understand. It could be any number of reasons, like way beyond my scale, but it's interesting watching how brands are moving in this climate and in the climate that he's created.
Yeah, for sure. And we will see, like you said, we will see what happens over the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months, like what brands actually do. To your point, are we just going to dump whatever inventory we have, just get it out in the market and sell it? Or are they going to kind of sit on ice and wait and, you know, hope for a redemption story? Because, you know, there's one thing that, you know, storylines that we look is a redemption arc, right?
So it'll be
very interesting to see how that all plays out. All right, folks, stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to get into some sneaker collaborations and different things happening out here in these streets. So stick around.